Lesson 62, John chapter 3. Introduction. One night a Pharisee named Nicodemus approached Jesus and conversed with him. Jesus taught Nicodemus that all men must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. Later, John the Baptist explained to his disciples that his role was to prepare the way for Jesus Christ. Suggestions for teaching. John 3, verses 1 through 21. Jesus teaches Nicodemus spiritual truths. Invite students to imagine that one day while they are discussing religion with some friends, one says, quote, "As long as I am a good person, I can go to heaven," end quote. Invite students to ponder how they would respond to this friend. Encourage students to look in John 3 for what we must do to enter God's kingdom. Explain that near the beginning of his ministry, the Savior went to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. Many people in Jerusalem believed in Jesus after they saw the miracles he performed. Invite a student to read John 3, 1 through 2 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what happened while the Savior was in Jerusalem. Who visited Jesus? Explain that as a ruler of the Jews, Nicodemus was a member of the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin was a governing council made up of Pharisees and Sadducees that directed many of the civil and religious affairs of the Jewish people. Why do you think Nicodemus may have come to visit Jesus at night? According to verse 2, what did Nicodemus acknowledge about Jesus? Explain that Nicodemus's acknowledgement that Jesus was a teacher come from God in verse 2 suggests that Nicodemus wanted to learn from Jesus. Invite a student to read John 3, 3 through 5 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Savior taught Nicodemus. Note, John 3, 5 is a Scripture Mastery passage. Studying Scripture Mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark Scripture Mastery passages in a distinctive way so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. According to verse 3, what did the Savior teach Nicodemus? What did Nicodemus think the Savior meant by the phrase, born again, in verse 3? Explain that to be born again is to, quote, have the Spirit of the Lord cause a mighty change in a person's heart, so that he or she has no more desire to do evil, but rather desires to seek the things of God, end quote. From Guide to the Scriptures, Born Again, Born of God. See also Mosiah 5:2, Alma 5:14-15, and Moses 6:59. According to verse 5, what two things did Jesus teach Nicodemus are necessary to enter the kingdom of God? What do you think it means to be born of water and of the Spirit? How would you summarize what these verses teach about what is necessary for being spiritually reborn and entering the celestial kingdom? After students respond, write the following principle on the board using students' words. Being baptized and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost are necessary for being spiritually reborn and receiving exaltation in the celestial kingdom. Remind students of the scenario with the friend. Divide students into pairs. Invite one student in each pair to be the friend who thinks that all that is necessary to enter the kingdom of God is to be a good person. Invite the other student in each pair to practice clarifying the misunderstanding using John 3:5. Summarize John 3:6-12 by explaining that Nicodemus asked Jesus, "What makes it possible for someone to be born again?" Jesus responded by asking how Nicodemus could be a religious leader and teacher in Israel and not know that spiritual rebirth is necessary, and what makes spiritual rebirth possible. In John 3:13-21, we read that the Savior explained to Nicodemus how it is possible for someone to be born again. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from John 3:13-15. Ask the class to follow along and look for how Jesus answered Nicodemus's question. Instead of inviting students to read John 3:13 through 15 aloud, you may want to show the video Heavenly Things from time code 5 minutes and 30 seconds to the end. This video depicts the Savior teaching Nicodemus. Ask students to follow along in their scriptures, looking for how Jesus answered Nicodemus' question. This video is available on LDS.org. What did the Savior say about Himself in John 3:13? He testified of Himself as the Son of God, who came down from heaven. Display the picture Moses and the brass serpent. Ask students to explain the account from the scriptures that the picture represents. If necessary, explain that during the time of Moses, the Lord sent poisonous serpents in consequence of the Israelites sinning against God. The Israelites were poisoned when the serpents bit them. The Lord directed Moses to raise up a brass serpent on a pole and promised that any Israelite who looked at the brass serpent on the pole would be healed. According to John 3:14, what did Jesus say the brazen serpent represented? Display the picture, the crucifixion. According to verse 15, what blessing comes to those who look to the Savior? What doctrine can we learn from these verses about the atonement of Jesus Christ? Students may use different words, but be sure to emphasize the following principle: all mankind can obtain eternal life through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Write this principle on the board. Invite a student to read John 3:16 through 17 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for a doctrine we can learn about Heavenly Father. What did Heavenly Father send His Son to do? What doctrine can we learn from these verses about Heavenly Father? Students may use different words to identify the following doctrine: Heavenly Father loves His children so much that He sent His only begotten Son to suffer for their sins. Add this doctrine to those already listed on the board. How did Heavenly Father, sending His Son, Jesus Christ, to the earth, show His love for each of us? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Dallin H. Oakes of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Ask the class to consider how knowing of Heavenly Father's love for them makes them feel. Quote, "There is no greater evidence of the infinite power and perfection of God's love than is declared by the Apostle John in John 3:16. Think how it must have grieved our Heavenly Father to send His Son to endure incomprehensible suffering for our sins. That is the greatest evidence of His love for each of us." End quote. Love and Law, Ensign Liahona, November 2009. How do you feel knowing that Heavenly Father loves you so much that He sent His only begotten Son to suffer and die for you? According to John 3:16 through 17, how can we be saved through the atonement? After students respond, add the following principle to the board. If we believe in Jesus Christ, which includes repenting of our sins and obeying His word, we can have everlasting life through His atonement. Invite students to review the truths Jesus taught Nicodemus that are listed on the board. How do these truths relate to each other? What are some ways in which we can show our belief in Jesus Christ? Testify that as we demonstrate our belief in Jesus Christ by repenting and following Him, we can be saved and receive eternal life through the atonement. Write the following phrase on the board. I will show my belief in Jesus Christ by blank. Ask students to finish the phrase in their class notebooks or scripture study journals by writing what they will do to show their belief in Jesus Christ. John 3:22 through 36. John the Baptist teaches that Jesus is the Christ. Display a clear container full of water. Add a drop or two of food coloring to the water. How might the food coloring be compared to our influence upon others? Invite a student to read aloud the following statements by President David O. McKay. Ask the class to listen for what we can learn about our influence in the lives of others. Quote, "Every person who lives in this world wields an influence, whether for good or for evil." From Teachings of the Presidents of the Church, David O. McKay, page 227. The effects of our words and acts is tremendous in this world. Every moment of life, you are changing to a degree the lives of the whole world. End quote. From Teachings, David O. McKay, page 227. Ask students to look for a principle in John 3:22-36 that teaches us how we can influence others for good. Summarize John 3:22-26 by explaining that some of John the Baptist's disciples were concerned because people were following Jesus instead of John the Baptist. Invite a student to read John 3:27-30 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what John the Baptist understood about his role in relation to Jesus Christ. What did John the Baptist want his disciples to understand about his role? He had been sent before Jesus Christ to prepare others for him. What analogy did John the Baptist use? See verse 29. Explain that the bridegroom represents Jesus. The bride can represent those who were coming unto Jesus, and the friend of the bridegroom represents John the Baptist. What do you think John the Baptist meant when he said, quote, "He must increase, but I must decrease," end quote, from verse 30? What does this show about the character of John the Baptist? What could Jesus Christ do for people that John the Baptist could not do? What can we learn from John the Baptist's example about what we can do to influence others for good? Students may identify a variety of truths, but make sure it is clear that we can influence others for good by directing them to Jesus Christ. Why is it so important that we use our influence to direct others to Jesus Christ? When have you seen someone direct others to the Savior? Invite students to consider ways in which they can direct others to the Savior. Encourage them to seek the guidance of the Holy Ghost in their efforts to do so. Summarize John 3:31-36 by explaining that John the Baptist declared that Jesus had been sent by God and that all who believe in him can receive everlasting life. Scripture Mastery, John 3:5. To help students memorize John 3:5, invite students to write the first letter of each word in the verse in their scripture study journals. Encourage students to practice saying the scripture aloud, using the first letters and referring to the scripture passage as needed. When students can say the entire passage using the first letters, invite them to practice reciting the passage from memory. You could invite them to practice reciting the scripture at the beginning or end of class for several days.